Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Hack. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Gleason. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dom D'Alessandro. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting seventh. The catcher, Al Todd. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Maddock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry French. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Larry French. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Burgess Whitehead. Batting second. The left fielder, JoJo Moore. Batting third. The center fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Babe Young. Batting fifth. The catcher, Harry Danning. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mickey Whitheck. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Schumacher. Pitching for the New York Giants, Hal Schumacher. And now, play ball. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Moore. Gleason reaches second base with a double. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gleason scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro takes first base on ball four. Nicholson moves to second. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. French fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore strikes out. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermann scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schumacher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Maddock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French takes first base on ball four. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-1 in the game. Hack takes first base on ball 4. French moves to second. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann takes first base on ball 4. French moves to third. Hack moves to second. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gleason hits a ball on the ground towards first. Young scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gleason for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a pop-up into left field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning takes first base on ball 4. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott strikes out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges takes first base on ball 4. Danning moves to second. Mickey Whittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whittek hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nicholson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ott, who is chasing the ball. Nicholson reaches third base with a triple. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whittek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Cubs. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 0-for-1 in the game. Todd hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Schumacher, and towards Whittek, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Maddock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddock is 0-for-1 in the game. Maddock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Whitehead fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Schumacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schumacher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maddock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, French hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Danning settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Herman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-1 in the game. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Matic scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Danning hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-1 in the game. Ott is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gleason hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Nicholson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Young fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cavaretta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. D'Alessandro moves to third. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 0-for-2 in the game. Todd takes first base on ball 4. Cavaretta moves to second. Bobby Matic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matic is 0-for-2 in the game. Matic hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wittek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Gerges takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Wittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wittek is 0-for-1 in the game. Wittek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Matic fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Hal Schumacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schumacher is 0-for-1 in the game. Schumacher strikes out. Two outs. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, French strikes out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Hack hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Moore. Hack reaches second base with a double. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Herman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hack moves to third. Two outs. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gleason hits a ball on the ground towards first. Young scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gleason for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. the Giants will come to bat. Jojo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-2 in the game. Seeds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Seeds moves to third. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Danning hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Seeds scores. Young moves to third. It's 3-1, Cubs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-2 in the game. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Danning moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Gerges hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Young scores. Danning scores. Ott moves to third. It's Cubs, 3, Giants, 3. Charlie Root now pitching. Mickey Witek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witek is 0-for-2 in the game. Witek bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Ott scores. Gerges moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 4-3, Giants. Ken O'Day pinch hits for Hal Schumacher. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitehead hits a pop-up towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Cliff Melton now pitching. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Nicholson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Lieber pinch hits for Dom D'Alessandro. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is called out on strikes. One out. Rip Russell pinch hits for Phil Cavaretta. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Danning settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Todd hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Nicholson now playing left field. Hank Lieber now playing right field. Rip Russell now playing first base. Jojo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-3 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Seeds bunts towards the mound. Root fields it and throws to first for the out. Moore moves to second. One out. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Young is walked intentionally. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Danning hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gleason. Danning reaches second base with a double. Moore scores. Young goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, Giants. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-3 in the game. Ott hits a fly ball into right field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maddox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0-for-3 in the game. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Young scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maddox for the out. One out. Bob Collins pinch hits for Charlie Root. Bob Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gabby Hartnett pinch hits for Stan Hack. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wittek fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Billy Rogel now playing third base. Vern Olsen now pitching. Mickey Wittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wittek is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wittek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rogel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cliff Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into right field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Virgis Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0-for-4 in the game. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maddox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Gleason hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 4-for-4 in the game, with three singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0-for-1 in the game. Lieber hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Danning settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.